SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Atem im SBS, בעברית.
My next two guests are two incredibly talented Israeli performers known for their sharp wit and hilarious storytelling. Comedian Shachar Chasson and Yochai Sponder from Israel will finally visit Australia after a few months of delay because of the war in Israel. The new dates are now the 29th of February in Melbourne, in Sydney on the 4th of March, and Byron Bay on the 6th of March. Shachar and Yochai have been doing stand-up comedy shows for many years and have brought to their audience joy, fun and humor. Their show is called Funny Mondays and now they are coming to Australia. Shalom Shachar and Yochai.
Hi man, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Shachar, let's begin with you. How many years have you been doing comedy?
I'm doing stand-up for 23 years. And in Hebrew, and the last 10 years I'm doing it in English, trying to explore, if that's the real word, to explore my comedy to other people, because it's in a language that everybody can understand. I hope that they can understand my language right now. And that's what we're doing, guys, and that's our mission, to spread our comedy.
Mm-hmm. And Yochai, when did you start working together with Shachar? Where did you meet?
So that's the thing. When Shachar started, his stand-up show was an open mic. And the way we called it back in the day was officers. He got recruited officers, comedians. And he told us after shows, guys, each and every one of you had to have a show of his own. We're going to have more stage time in English, you know. And I was one of the people. I opened in Mondays. Shachar did Sundays. I did Mondays. So Funny Monday was my show. Was very under the radar in the beginning. And when we started back in 2016, we started to shoot it and to put the episodes online of Funny Monday. People from all over the world watched it. And we got a lot of feedback that people watch it. And it gave us, more motivation to even talk more bluntly about everything that happens in our country. And to be the funny voice of what's going on was felt like ascending, you know, that we're doing something unique, that we're the only one doing it right now. And it was fun. And till now. During COVID, we're supposed to do a TV show that canceled because COVID, but it was great to see how the volume of what we've done got to the main channel, Channel Khan in Israel. Mm. We're supposed to shoot 10 episodes. The goal was to perform in front of people that don't like Israel, to make them laugh and to show how hatred is something that you can change. You can change people's mind with laughter.
And as your show became more and more popular, you started touring the world, visiting different countries. Where did you go?
Yochai, let me answer. I am holding all the tickets of the flight that we had. We went to Berlin. We went to France. We went to Scotland. We went to England. We went to Singapore. We were performing in America many times in English. And... Mm-hmm. And now we're coming to Australia, you know what I mean? This is like we try to conquer the globus.
Okay. And then you receive a call from Lee Barzilai, one of the producers here in Melbourne, to come to Australia. How did you respond?
The minute she said, let's go to Australia, they came to see Funny Monday, and they told us, you want to do it in Australia? We said, yes, we want to do that. Let's open the... Yomanim, let's open the, you know,
schedule,
the calendar,
diaries.
Let's see when we can do that. And we're doing it with a lot of love. We really want to do that. We really want to be there. It's always nice to meet Israelis that live outside of the country for many years, and to show them that we still think about them and want them we want to remind them that, you know, it doesn't matter where they are. We will find them.
Hmm. When you arrive to a new country like Australia, do you do any research before you arrive to learn more about the people, the culture?
listen, because we're doing it in English and sometimes we perform in Israel and we have crowd from all over the world, so we are asking questions, we're learning about people, and we are, you know, you have internet, so you read about people from all over the world and you hear about stuff, and so it's going to be, sometimes you prepare stuff and sometimes you just go with the people that you see there, and the most of, and the more important thing, you tell them about you, and that's what stand up supposed to be, you know, to talk about your culture, to teach people about Israel, and in a funny way.
Okay, how about telling jokes in English? It's a bit different than Hebrew, isn't it?
Sometimes it's even more funny when they see that you struggle, you're struggling in the middle of a joke. So it's, sometimes it's like it's a win-win situation. Like even they laugh because we don't like when they laugh because of the English. We prefer that they will laugh because that we telling good jokes. But you can't avoid it. Sometimes it's funny because you see somebody that, you know, is telling, is like in metsuka, you know? Like now, I don't have to say metsuka, you know?
Distress.
It's like, you know, like sometimes when you tell a joke in English, it's like brainstorming with the crowd because you and them try to find the punchline, you know? Mm-hmm.
I can already tell you that a lot of people here are excited and can't wait to see you guys.
Somebody wrote me that he said that maybe he thinks that the tickets are too expensive. So I just want to tell all our fans and the people that will come that we didn't know like how much the money in Australia is, the money we, like the producers, they decide what's going to be the prices. And because if somebody feels that it's too expensive, we're going to give them free tickets to Funny Monday, okay, in Israel. So every person that will come to the show in Australia, he has 2 tickets free for Funny Monday or to our show in Sunday. Just want them to know. It's important.
Great. Thanks for that, Shachar. So once again, your show is finally here in Australia and the new dates in Melbourne on the 29th of February, in Sydney on the 4th of March, and Byron Bay on the 6th of March. Shachar Chasson and Yochai Sponder, thank you so much for your time and see you in Australia.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Amit.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.